What's up, everybody? It's another week of Fabs' High Review. Welcome. I took a week off last week. There was a little bit of family stuff going on, so it wasn't really an appropriate time to be recording a High podcast. But I'm here right now, so let's do this thing. So today I want to talk about Alexa. I know. I get it. I'm behind the times on this. I'm sure everyone's already discussed Alexa, but I've only just discovered Alexa, so fuck it. It's my podcast. I'm going to talk about Alexa.
I'd rather not answer that.
So I actually need to turn this off so that she doesn't start responding every time I say her name. Okay, she's unplugged. So we just changed homeowners insurance. Bear with me, please. This isn't about homeowners insurance. I have a reason why I'm saying about this. It's not going to be super boring, promise. So we changed homeowner insurance. And with that, after I changed it, I didn't even realize I got an email saying I got a free Amazon Echo and Alexa. So I was like, sure, great, awesome. I'll have that, thanks. So it arrived on Wednesday and I didn't really know what to make of it, to be honest. I've heard a lot of like controversy of people saying that she's always listening to you and that's why she's able to respond and that the government's recording our conversations or someone's recording our conversations. That was kind of my extent of knowledge of my Alexa. I FaceTimed my mum on Thursday morning. We haven't set up our new little Echo yet. I call my mum and I tell her that we got an Alexa and she was like, oh, I've got one too. She's from England. That's my English accent. Even though I guess I have an English accent. I don't know where my fucking accent's from, but my mum has a very English accent. She's like, oh, I have an Alexa too. And I was like, have you set it up yet? She was like, no, I haven't. She was like, maybe I'll do that this afternoon. I was like, all right, yeah, that's a good idea. Fast forward a day, we've set up our Alexa. And when I say we, I mean my husband. I have no idea how to set that thing up. And I'm back on FaceTime to my mum and she's like, oh, I set up the Alexa. Now that alone is super impressive because my mum doesn't even know how to send a text message, but somehow she managed to set up an Echo Dot. Is that what it's called, an Echo Dot? Anyway, whatever. She managed to set one up. So well done, mum. And she was like, I set it up and she was like, I really like it. And I was like, oh yeah, no, it's pretty good. I'm still a little weirded out by the listening in thing, but I didn't bother getting into that on the phone with my mum because I felt like we'd be there for a while. And she was like, yeah, I really like it. She was like, look, watch. Alexa, what's the weather today? I was like, wait, hold on, mum. Why did you leave such a long pause? And I was like, she doesn't respond to you. My mum's speaking to Alexa. Like, she's going to be like, yes, Trish. I was like, mum, you don't have to leave such a long pause. I was like, just say, Alexa, what's the weather today? She was like, oh, okay. All right. Let me try it again. She's like, I'll ask her a different question this time. I was like, okay. She's like, Alexa, play. Mum, stop. Stop leaving such a long pause. Why are you pausing? And she's like, okay, all right, I'm sorry. So she says again, Alexa, please turn on Classic FM. Please. My mum keeping her P's and Q's with Alexa. I mean, it's very polite of her. I'm not sure if Alexa would really care if you didn't say please and thank you. But yeah, it's very nice of my mother to treat her with such respect. Very respectful woman, my mother. She then goes on to say, she's like, I feel like I should talk to her every day. And I was like, why is that, mum? She's like, well, because I want her to know that I'm still here and she's still working for me. I was like, No, mum, it doesn't work that way. She's a robot. You don't have to check in with her every day. Be like, Alexa, I'm not going to ask you any questions today, but I hope you're having a great time. Bless her. She's going to treat Alexa the best that anyone can ever treat an Alexa. She's going to have right old conversations with it. So yeah, and by the way, as I'm having this conversation with my mother, she'd already said, please turn on Classical FM. And of course, Classical FM comes on really loudly. I'm not quite sure why my mother is listening to Classic FM that loud. So we're then proceeding to have the remainder of the conversation with Classic FM blaring in the background. Now I know it's not rock and roll or the Beatles or fucking Led Zeppelin, but violins loud is makes it very difficult to have a regular conversation. So, as I said, my Alexa's set up, and I thought it would be super interesting if I brought her on as Fabs's High Review's first guest. Yay! Round of applause. That's me clapping my hands. I'm not sure how much of a conversation Alexa's able to have, so this might completely fail. But fuck it, let's give it a go. Okay, let me plug her back in. Just gonna see how this goes, huh? God, I can barely plug her in. This is why I need my husband to do stuff like this, not me. All right. So, welcoming to Fabs's High Review for the very first time, we have Alexa. Welcome, Alexa. Alexa, say hello. See, this highlights why it's so incredible that my mother was able to set up Alexa. I unplugged her for what, 5 minutes, and she's now not speaking? How was my mother able to do this and I can't? Alexa, are you there? Alexa, what's the weather?
Yes, I'm
Oh!
here.
Ah!
In Denver, it's 61
No,
degrees.
I don't need to know the weather, Alexa, it's fine. Wow, apparently, if you want to resuscitate Alexa, just ask her what the weather is. That's good to know. All right, well, let me try
Sorry,
that.
I'm not sure about that.
Ugh, see, this is going to be difficult. She's going to be interrupting me the whole time. I'm going to try not say her name when I'm not addressing her, okay? All right, let's try it again. Welcoming to Fabs's High Review for the very first time is Alexa. Welcome, Alexa.
Sorry, I don't know that one.
That's fine. I was just welcoming you to the podcast, but that's okay if it confused you. Moving on, hopefully some other questions would not be as taxing as saying hello. So, Alexa, my first question is, Alexa, are you a robot?
I like to imagine myself a bit like an aurora borealis, a surge of charged, multicolored photons dancing through the atmosphere. Mostly, though, I am just Alexa.
Interesting. Bit of a long answer, but I guess I wasn't really looking for a yes or no. I was looking for an explanation, so thanks. I don't know what the Aurora Borealis is. It's either an opera singer or it's a star system or whatever they're called. They're not called star systems, but you know what I mean. Actually, you know what? Let's ask Alexa. Alexa, what is a star system? What's the proper word for star system?
Here's something I found on Wikipedia. A star system or stellar system is a small number of stars that orbit each other, bound by
Thank you,
gravitational
Alexa.
attraction.
Okay, that makes
Here's
sense.
something
Oh, no.
I found
Alexa, you can
on
stop
Wikipedia.
talking now. Oh,
Sorry, I'm not sure.
this is going swimmingly. Swimmingly. I hope you're still listening. Okay, so we've asked two questions so far. It's gone pretty well. I'm just going to keep it quite simple. So, Alexa, do you like cats or dogs?
I like both cats and dogs, but I'm really more of a narwhal person.
A narwhal person. Okay. I think that was a Harry Potter reference, but I can't be confident of that. Okay, Alexa, do you like pizza?
While I appreciate food and drink, my taste is better reflected in the company I keep.
Oh God, she's a bit serious. I just asked if you like pizza. I don't know. I'm trying to figure out if I could be friends with Alexa, but honestly, what kind of answer is that to do you like pizza? The only answer to that question is yes, I fucking love pizza. So that was a bit of a disappointing response. Okay, so for my final question, I'm going to ask Alexa, do you believe in ghosts?
Most scientists agree that ghosts are not real, but this is one of those things that some people like to decide for themselves.
All right, well, that's clearly it. We can't be friends. You don't believe in ghosts. You led with scientists don't think ghosts are real, but some people do think they are. Well, you're indifferent on pizza, or I don't know what that fucking reply was on pizza, but you don't like pizza. You gave me a pretty crappy reply on the ghost thing. Ghosts are legit real. Come on, Alexa. You're a little voice coming out of a box. Oh. Oh, she didn't like that. Oh, because she could tell I was throwing shade at her. All right, well, yeah, so I'm not going to be friends with Alexa, but that's fine, as long as she doesn't record everything that I'm saying and send it to anyone in a political sphere. Not that they would really be very interested in what I'm saying, because honestly, they could just listen to my podcast and be like, oh, okay, yeah, no, we're good. We don't have to record her in our home anymore. She's not that smart. All right, so that just leaves me to thank my guest, Alexa. Thank you.
Of course.
You're a fantastic first guest, and maybe we'll have you on another time, and we can dig a little deeper into this budding friendship of ours. All right, so that's it on my Alexa podcast. I hope you guys have better relationships with your animated robot reply systems than me. I don't think Alexa and I are going to be very good friends. She obviously prefers my husband, and that's fine. And my mother is going to continue treating hers in an extremely respectful and British way. Thanks very much, everyone. Have a good week. Thanks for listening. Like what you hear? Check back in each week to hear another episode of Fabs' High Review podcast.